This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
We welcome you back to the program. Brian Barrett along with you on Rutherford Issues. And time to talk about Mayfest, which is coming up at Fellowship out on Highway 99. And Don Morris joining us here in studio. Don, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
Well, it's good to have you along with us here on the radio. This Mayfest thing has kind of caught fire, hasn't it?
It has. We are very excited about it. I think the thing that's most exciting for us is not only do we have a lot of activities for the family, but it has a purpose. And the purpose is to help the fuel program that we are involved in at our church.
Mm-hmm. Fuel program. Now, we had some conversation with before a couple of weeks ago about this, but that's where kids actually get to take home kind of some snacks and things for the weekend, and that may be the only food that some of these kids get.
We are in four schools making 146 lunches every single week to take home to these families. It's and they do it very discreetly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an absolutely wonderful program.
Why that program? Why did that one touch your heart, the heart of your parishioners there?
I guess because most of our kids, not all of them, but most of our kids have all the food they can eat.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought of somebody not having food over a weekend is probably, I think, what did it more than anything else.
You know, at our church, our Sunday school lesson this week dealt with money and management and things of that nature. And one statistic that I learned from that was that if you make $25,000 a year or more, you're among the top 10%. You're among the richest 10% of the people in the world. It's hard for us to believe that people here go hungry, though.
It's hard to believe that in Rutherford County that does happen, mm-hmm. and that's one of the reasons I think that a lot of people are touched by this program to help kids.
Now, it's about that, but Mayfest is about having a good old time, too.
Well, it sure is. We're going to have this inflatables, barbecue cook-off, craft things for people to come to, the mm-hmm. craft booths, and just... Oh, gosh, all kind of fun, popcorn, snow cones. In fact, I get to work the snow cone machine. That's the only I tell people that that's my job, the snow cone machine.
But, I thought maybe you'd have been in the inflatables or something.
the inflatables have a weight limit on them, and well, I'm slightly above that weight limit.
Well, you and I and Dana are banned, I guess, aren't we?
Hey, wait a minute.
You're going to be busy with the barbecue, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I hope so. I'd like to get a few more teams signed up. We've got a $75 entry fee, and all of the fees go back to the barbecue teams and prizes. We're not trying to make any money off of this.
I was talking to the ladies about this before, and they kept mentioning barbecue, and it was sanctioned and this, that, and the other, and they mentioned something about Kansas City, but we just kind of skirted all around it. And I know for those who are really serious about it, they need the particulars. So they said, well, I'll talk to Dana and see if he'll be willing to come in. And it only took, 3 weeks of wrestling to make sure that you got here. But
yeah.
what is this? It's sanctioned and everything, right?
In case no. Actually, this is not sanctioned because it's a backyard contest.
Okay.
All we're cooking is chicken and ribs. We're a sanctioned contest. They would do the chicken, ribs, brisket, and pork butt.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to do our own scoring and everything. Last year, we did have a KCBS rep there to do all the scoring and such, but we figured we could write a program just as good as theirs.
Well, why not?
Or maybe exactly like theirs.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you've done that circuit, I guess, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done all of it. I've probably judged 50 contest, and I got into the professional part of the cooking where you had to cook all four meats,
mm-hmm.
and it got to be a little much, plus some health issues, so if I couldn't do it. I plan on starting back in October, though.
Well, Don, have you had some of his pork brisket or the brisket or anything like that he's fixed
up? I told him that one of the commandments in the Bible that I could put enough verses together to show that when he ever cooked, he's supposed to bring me something. And he'd been pretty faithful in doing that. But I tell you what is interesting to go. You'll see these people show up with these barbecue rigs that look unbelievable. I mean, they've got these homemade barbecue rigs, and they'll show up with a trailer with these. I mean, it's just unbelievable when they sit around all day long laughing, having fun with each other while they're turning the barbecue. And it just it's really exciting just to walk through there, even if you're not cooking, to watch how. I mean, and you talk about getting into it. They get into what they're doing.
So it is an 11th commandment. My preacher keeps saying that too, that we have to feed the preacher, and that's one of the it's there are 11 commandments, and that's one of them.
We're taught that in seminary. That's correct.
Is that what it is? We're talking to Don Morris and Dana Andrews about the upcoming Mayfest at Fellowship United Methodist. When is it? What day and all that kind of stuff, Don?
Well, it's coming up. What is it? Two Saturdays from now, May the 19th.
Yeah, the 19th.
And starts at 12 noon. And it's free. Families come in, family time. We're hoping everybody brings something. You can go to our website, www.tnfellowship.com, and you can go to that website and read about Mayfest. And if you want to bring something for the fuel program, you can see it on that website. So it's just going to be a great time for families. There'll be something for every member of the family, no matter what age they are there.
And we kind of talked about the fuel program. You want to bring non-perishable kind of foods?
That's right. Okay. And like I say, there is a list on our website of what to bring. And, okay. You know, Pop-Tarts and things. I mean, the whole list, a huge list of stuff to bring in.
Good, you know, some things that aren't going to obviously spoil and things of that nature. How do you fund this program throughout the year? I mean, is this something that your church members bring in food, or is this help for several months, or how does that work?
We encourage every church member, every time they walk in that door, whether it's a Bible study or Sunday morning, to have at least one fuel item.
Mm-hmm.
Some bring a whole sack full. We encourage that everyone to do that. And then also we have gifts. So we have a 5K run every year to help fund it. You know, a lot of stuff like that. But it's
a big undertaking, isn't it?
It takes a huge amount of volunteers to pack the lunches and do all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Isn't that important, though? And we're going to go back to barbecue because I'm kind of hungry. But isn't it important for churches to really do things like this, to have an impact on their community?
I think one of the signs of a healthy church is a church that looks beyond itself, out in the community, no matter what it is. You know, so many different things that you can do. And an unhealthy church is one that's constantly focused inwardly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that I just absolutely love about this program, because it is totally focused outwardly.
You know, the thing about church is, you know, you drive by and you think, you see the big church, four walls, whatever. But it's what is done outside those four walls and in the community that you impact. And in those four schools that you're in, that's Fellowship Church.
Yes, it is. In a lot of different ways, it sure is. Some of those kids are awful special.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our folks who deliver, you know, get to meet them personally and things of that nature. And in fact, every Christmas, we also provide Christmas presents for those children as well.
Well, that's very neat. I just think, I don't know, so there are a lot of churches doing a lot of good things here in the community, and you're, you know, there's enough to go around. There are enough projects for every church to be involved in something, and if they're not, maybe this is a challenge for them that possibly to step up and find something in their community or right here in Rutherford County.
Absolutely, and I meet with a group of pastors, and everyone there, those pastors, their churches are involved in some type of outreach. So churches are and have been for centuries, but in Rutherford County primarily, I'm really proud of all the churches in Rutherford County. They're very much outwardly focused.
Don Morris and Dana Andrews. Dana is the barbecue master. I mean, your name's kind of legendary. I mean, it's
no,
at least what I was hearing from all these ladies that came in.
I'm a legend in my own mind.
Is that right?
I guess what you call. Something, Don, I want to make sure that we touch on too. Besides the jumpy things and all the other activities going on there, they're going to have pony rides
for
the kids. Yeah, and all this is free too. And we're even giving away food. We're giving away barbecue and hot dogs.
So what people cook there?
No, it's okay. We bought it. We've bought it. It's almost donated from Rick's Barbecue here in town.
Well, Mike Lanning's a good fella.
Yeah, he is. He is a good guy. And it's we're gonna have a good time out there. Now the barbecue. If you want to get in touch with us, call the church or get on the website, and you can get a an application to cook in it. And the draw for a lot of these guys is we don't have turn-ins for the stuff till like 2:30, 2:30, so you don't have to get up real early to cook, and I like that.
Yeah, well, normally in these when you go to these sanctioned events, isn't it like early and all night and all that kind of thing?
Some people start cooking at 10 o'clock at night the day before. Some of them start that morning, 4 or 5 o'clock. And, it's serious business. I'm sure you've seen the television shows, Pitmasters, and all that kind of stuff. So it is pretty intense.
So when we come, anybody who wants to enter and bring their cooker out, they can participate, right?
Absolutely.
So give us the details on how we get signed up for that.
Okay, you can go to the tnfellowship.com, or you can call the church at 893-4659.
Make that easy.
893. Okay, 893-HOLY.
There you go. 893-HOLY. H-O-L-Y, HOLY.
Yeah,
there it is.
There you go. So, but yeah, it's real easy. And we're even doing a kids' queue this year where the kids can sign up and they'll cook hamburgers to be judged.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you may want to come by and judge a hamburger.
Well, about all the grilling I can do is over a fire pit with my hot dog on a stick.
Yeah, but you can eat them, though, can't you?
Well, I most certainly can eat them now. That'd be okay.
Yeah.
So that's good. A good way to get the kids involved in that, too.
Right. Yeah.
Now, how are you going to judge this? I mean, is it judged on taste? Is it judged on presentation? Kind of walk us
all
through that.
All of it. The first one is presentation, or it's appearance is what it is. And then you've got tenderness and taste that are judged. And I think we're going to have mostly KCBS judges judging this thing, because if you have just a random bunch of folks judging, you've got to cook kind of a different style. It's like when you go to Chili's or whatever, when the stuff falls off the bone, the meat.
Yeah.
When the meat falls off the bone, everybody thinks that's great, but that's not the proper way to cook a rib.
Oh, okay.
If the meat's falling off the bone. And see, that's just it. The KCBS judges will mark you down.
Wow.
For having fall off the bone meat.
If you so how should it be?
Well, when you take a bite out of the rib, the only part that should come off is where you bit, and it should come cleanly from the bone.
Wow. So yeah. It should come off of the bone
at that point where you bite into it.
What happens if you get the rib and you stick it all the way in your mouth and you just pull the meat all the way off as it comes out?
Well, don't tell us how you eat rib.
Need a bib for that one, won't we?
Yeah.
So are we talking about ribs or chicken or what's
well,
what's
we most? Just talked about ribs. The chicken is... one of the things about this is that you don't actually have to cook the meat. Nothing in the rules says it has to be cooked. Now, it'd be kind of stupid to turn in an uncooked piece of meat, because you're going to get scored pretty low.
Well, that's way
especially in the chicken.
Yeah, and chicken would not be very good that way.
Yeah, I have blood coming out everywhere. Yeah. But hey, I've judged contests where some of these pros will turn in chicken that's not done.
Wow.
And that's kind of nasty.
That's a big no-no there. So what are the categories of meats that are going to be judged here?
Just chicken and ribs.
Chicken and ribs.
Right.
And the kids are going to do hamburgers.
Yep.
Now, do you have to bring your own equipment and all that kind of thing for the
cooking? You've got to do you'll provide your own meat. We'll provide a turn-in box. And when you do that, when you do a turn-in box, you've got to have at least six individual portions for the six judges that are sitting at the table. And if you smart, you'll put more than six in there and let everybody else taste it too.
Okay, so there may be an opportunity for others to taste, or is it just the...
Well, yeah.
Maybe. Sort of. Depends on what they cook, huh?
Right. But you know, after they've done their turn-ins, if you're walking around out there where they are, and like I said, the last turn-ins at 2:30, you could probably get some pretty good samples from these guys. When I cook out on... wherever I cook, whatever's left over, I'll put it in a pan and set it on the table outside and just let people go after it.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
So you're not going to be hungry when you come to Mayfest on the 19th.
No.
If you walk away hungry, you just walked away.
Right, yeah. Especially with the free food and everything we're doing. We've even got cotton candy this year. Thanks, Dennis.
And popcorn, too. Oh, just
popcorn?
Yeah.
It's just all... You could eat yourself to death over there.
A family kind of thing? I mean, obviously, it's for anybody in the community, too.
We want to invite everybody, whether the church or unchurched, to come and just enjoy the fellowship and with each other, enjoy the good time, and just sit around and enjoy all day together. And that's what the day's about, just a good family atmosphere to enjoy what creation in a special way, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Well, fellowship is in the name of the church, so I guess you do a lot of fellowshipping, huh?
We try to do our best.
Now, this is again the Mayfest that we're talking about at Fellowship out on Highway 99. How far is it past Casey Lane?
You come out
right
Casey
there
Lane,
it,
hit Highway 99, take a right, and look to your left, and you can see us 300 yards. I mean, you can see it.
And it's on the 19th at noon. Starts at noon. So it's one of those things you can come and stay an hour or stay two or three, I guess, right?
Absolutely. And we're going to quit around 5 o'clock is when it's going to be over with.
And hoping for some really good weather. We've already put in the request.
There
I
we
guess.
Go. Very good.
Don, anything else you want to say about it? You may hit the website again and where folks can get more information. And we keep saying that it's free, and it is free.
Absolutely.
But obviously, if you could bring some items on the list to help these kids who are less fortunate with some food and these the fuel program, that's really the desire here, isn't it?
It sure is. And once again, the website is just www.tn, like in Tennessee, tnfellowship.com. Or you can call the church office at 893-HOLY, 893-HOLY, either way.
Very good. Dana, you got anything else?
Well, I've got a lawnmower I need to sell. Can we just
that's swap and shop.
Swap and shop.
You'll have to call in the morning for that.
No, we've got space for a few more teams, so... So get in there and get your application, send it in, and let's do some good barbecue.
That sounds great. TNFellowship.com. You can find all the information about the entry forms for the cook-off there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure, and we hope for some great weather. And if I'm not at a ballpark somewhere, I hope to be there too.
I tell you, I've been listening to this radio station since I was a little bitty boy, growing up in Murfreesboro. Just the first time I've ever been able to speak on it. So everybody out there in WGNS land, I love it.
You were telling me a story about listening when you were a kid, too.
On the way to high school, there was a program. We used to listen to it every single morning. It's absolutely the funniest thing in the world. Anyway, in Swap and Shop, grew up listening to that with my uncle. I tell you what, this is like being family right here again. Just what a joy.
Well, we're happy to have you have you here with us, Don, and appreciate everything that you do out there at Fellowship. I know I mentioned my son plays first shot in the Winter League, and they have had the Winter League out there the past several years, I guess, and you open the door so graciously, and we just appreciate everything that goes on out there.
Well, thank you very much, and God bless you and what you do here.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Don Morris and Dana Andrews joining us from Fellowship United Methodist out on Highway 99 just past Kaysen Lane. Mayfest is coming up May 19th. High noon until about 5 o'clock or so. Get on out there, have a big time. We'll be right back and have much more and wrap it up, actually, because, gosh, our time has gotten away. Then we're going to make room for Monty Hale Jr. in All Sports Talk.
Count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Parent. Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.